I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WTIC Sunrise Special for this Wednesday, middle of the week, August 28th, 2024. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News, with our Sunrise Special brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Meteorologist Bob Cox is with us in the WTIC Weather Center. Bob, how are things looking? It feels a little more humid out there this morning. How are things out there?
That is very perceptive, Morgan. It is more humid out there. We've got dew points largely in the 60s this morning, and I think they'll rise into the upper 60s and low 70s today. So it is going to be quite humid and increasingly humid today. Temperatures are mild, mostly in the mid-60s to low-70s, and skies range from clear to partly cloudy. It's pretty clear, say, from Hartford north and west, more clouds to the south and east. And as we go through today, it's going to be a hot one. Highs reach 85 to 90 degrees, plus the high humidity, with partly sunny conditions. Now, we do have a cold front coming through during the day, but you might expect a lot of thunderstorm activity with a cold front bumping into the air mass that we have over us, but it doesn't seem like that'll be the case. There is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm in one or two towns, but I think a lot of us will probably get through this frontal passage dry, and then it will turn cooler and less humid tonight into tomorrow. Right now in Hartford, the temperature is 71 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. That's meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center, and Bob's back with us around 5:11 with more on our forecast and what we can expect. Special Counsel Jack Smith files a new indictment against former President Donald Trump over alleged efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election results. It keeps the same criminal charges but narrows the allegations against him following a Supreme Court opinion conferring broad immunity on former presidents. Legal analyst Katrina Kaufman explains it's the first effort to comply with that opinion.
Jack Smith has now had the task of taking that ruling and applying it to his original indictment. So in this superseding indictment, it's a paring down of the allegations to make it more in line with this new Supreme Court ruling.
The new indictment removes a section of the old indictment that dealt with Trump's interactions with the Justice Department, an area for which the Supreme Court in a 6-3 opinion said Trump was entitled to immunity from prosecution. Later today, state agriculture officials and those with the USDA are scheduled to hold a listening session in Southbury to discuss any impacts from the flooding last week on Connecticut's farmers. Joe Nichols is the executive director of the Connecticut Farm Bureau Association.
And then also whether there were any buildings, you know, barn collapses or buildings that were lost or undermined from the flooding. So there's always a concern of loss of infrastructure.
Nichols says by and large, the state's farming community has held its own as harvest season gets underway, but they still want to hear from those who may have sustained damage or crop loss. Markets are currently mixed in their futures. The Dow futures sliding downward by about a point. S&P 500 futures up only 5 points. NASDAQ futures 32 points ahead. WTIC News Time is 5:04.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898, 800-700-6898, or biglou.com. Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
WTIC News Chime is 5:06 as we continue our Sunrise Special. Good morning, everyone. House and Senate Republicans repeat their calls for a special session to address increasing electricity rates. They're saying that they received a letter from Governor Lamont turning down their request for an immediate meeting on the issue. So Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich says it's time for residents to take matters into their own hands.
We are urging everyone to go to specialsessionct.com across our state to urge their legislators to call a special session, not just because we all agree that we need to do something to lower long-term rates, but that we need to act now.
WTIC's obtained a copy of the letter from the governor. To sum it up, he considers the increasing costs a supply and demand issue. Then Governor Lamont says that he's looking to meet with the chairs and ranking members of the Energy and Technology Committee, as well as members of the state DEEP, to continue the discussion, and that Republican leaders are welcome to join them. The next level of competition is added to the closely watched 5th Congressional District seat as incumbent Democrat Johanna Hayes launches her first TV ad of the season in the rematch with Republican George Logan.
I'm Johanna Hayes, and I approve this message.
We were seeing some really serious attack ads back in 2022 when the two were going at it. Hayes ultimately held her seat with fewer than 2,000 votes that came out of Salisbury. Opening week continues for school districts across Connecticut. In Hartford, students were treated Tuesday to a rousing welcome back from the group Calling All Brothers at Martin Luther King Jr. and Breakthrough Magnet School. It's been a pretty trying time for the district concerning a budget shortfall. But despite all that, Superintendent Dr. Leslie Torres-Rodriguez says that they're still hiring.
We have special education positions. We have speech and language therapy positions. We have math and science positions, one or two across schools.
Meantime, in flood-ravaged Southbury, officials worked overtime to firm up bus routes and make sure that classes started on time. Regional School District 15 Superintendent Joshua Smith.
Life is chaotic enough, especially for families who are dealing with all kinds of crises right now. It's important for us to give the community that consistency and that dependability on our schools.
Mm-hmm. Audio from Channel 3. Federal prosecutors are charging a Hartford man in connection with a scheme to defraud Amazon. We're learning the indictment from earlier this month charges 44-year-old Terrell Kimball with four counts of wire fraud. It's alleged that Kimball used a company program called Coupot to reward other employees for their work with items from Amazon at no cost to the employee receiving that item. Investigators say that Kimball, a regional fleet specialist and an area manager, placed at least 196 Cupo orders fraudulently and had the items sent to his mother's house for his own use. Those items include Apple AirPods Pro as well as Apple Watch devices. Each count of wire fraud carries up to 20 years in prison. Kimball's out on a $250,000 bond. Weather next with meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. WTIC News Time is 5:09.
I've been playing sports all my life. Little football, basketball, pickleball, cross training, mud events, you know, Spartan races and things like that.
For Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor, staying active means everything. So when nagging knee pain slowed him down, he didn't want drugs or invasive surgery. He found a natural way to get lasting relief. QC Kinetics Cellular Therapies.
We're using my body's natural abilities to get better. And that's huge. In time, that's going to be the way of the future. You know, using your own body's ability to heal. Now I can play day to day and not have that severe pain.
Now he's back out there doing what he loves, thanks to QC Kinetics.
Life is good. You're not going to slow me down.
Leave the pain behind and get moving. Book your free consultation today with QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-580-7766. 800-580-7766. That's 800-580-7766.
WTIC Weather.
WTIC News Time is 5:11 as we roll on in our sunrise special with another look at our forecast. Meteorologist Bob Cox is with us in the WTIC Weather Center. A little more humid out there this morning. How are things looking for the rest of the day, Bob, and maybe the next few days?
Well, it'll feel pretty summery today, Morgan, with very warm temperatures and high humidity. Highs will reach about 85 to 90 this afternoon. Dew points making it into the upper 60s and low 70s. And skies will be partly sunny. And I think many parts of the area probably remain dry through the day today, despite the fact that we have a trough and a cold front coming through into the warm and humid air mass. But there is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up in a couple of spots. But it would appear that anything that does develop will be fairly widely scattered today. And then as we move into tonight, behind that frontal system, it will be turning cooler and less humid on a northeasterly wind flow. Temperatures tonight drop back between 56 and 63. Dew points will be falling through the 50s. And Thursday looks like a dry and comfortable day with a partly sunny sky. Temperatures holding in the 70s. And we'll see a mix of sun and clouds on Friday with highs again holding in the 70s. Right now, it's 72 at Bradley, 75 in New Haven, 66 at Oxford, and 64 in Willimantic. Hartford temperature, 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. Meteorologist Bob Cox on WTIC, and he'll be back before we wrap up our sunrise special at 5:30. He'll have more on what we can expect with our weather in our five-day extended forecast. Former President Donald Trump says on his social media platform, Truth Social, that he and Vice President Kamala Harris have agreed to a debate on Tuesday, September 10th, in Philadelphia.
The rules will be the same as the CNN debate. And at the CNN debate, that is where they had the mics muted when a candidate was not speaking or perhaps when the question had gone to someone else.
Correspondent Olivia Rinaldi. Palestinian officials say Israel is carrying out raids across the occupied West Bank, where its forces killed at least 9 Palestinians. Israel's carried out near daily raids across the West Bank since Hamas's October 7th attack out of Gaza that triggered the ongoing war there. Another rioter at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021, learned his fate. Michael Sparks of Kentucky showed little emotion when the judge sentenced him to over 4 years behind bars for his role as part of the mob that overtook the complex that day.
At the moment of sentencing, a U.S. Capitol Police sergeant few of us have heard from before testified to the judge asking for a stern sentence. Wow. He was the first to come face-to-face with a rioter that day. He was the first to come face-to-face with Michael Sparks, and he made that pivotal decision, Lindsay, not to pull his firearm, not to open fire. Prosecutors celebrated that decision today, saying it averted a bloodbath.
That's correspondent Scott McFarland. A couple of developments concerning tobacco, including one involving a local grocery chain. Correspondent Chip Crisula.
Grocery store chain Stop and Shop says it will stop selling cigarettes and tobacco products in all of its stores this weekend. It has 360 stores in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Meanwhile, tobacco giant Philip Morris International has announced a $232 million expansion of its factory in the Ohio River city of Owensboro, Kentucky. That will increase production of nicotine pouches, which Philip Morris says are part of its strategy for, quote, a smoke-free future. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Taking a look again at market futures mixed, with the Dow sliding downward about 5 points, S&P 500 futures up 5, and the NASDAQ climbing almost 35 points. Coming up next, we'll have our morning sports with Matt Sorois, and we'll go through our Connecticut lottery numbers. And then we'll have meteorologist Bob Cox back on for our extended 5-day forecast. It's all ahead in our sunrise special at 5:16.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man, and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 customers would recommend AAA insurance to a friend? 9 out of 10? 9 out of 10 people don't even love their birthday.
Happy yeah, their own birthday.
The one occasion where eating cake at any time of day is not only accepted, it's actively encouraged. Wait, does that mean people like us more than cake? Legendary service and superior coverage from AAA Insurance. Something 9 out of 10 of our customers would recommend. Find out why at AAA.com/insurance and get a quote. Based on a 2023 customer survey, insurance provided by CSAA Insurance Exchange.
Labor Day may be the end of summer, but not the end of grilling season. Try Hummel Grit for the Grill specialty items. Besides grilling up our world-famous hot dogs, try Hummel Bratwurst, made with the same recipe our grandfathers used back in 1933. Or Hummel Kielbasa Links, with a bold, rich flavor. If you like it hot, try Hummel's Red Hot, made with crushed red pepper for a spicy kick off the grill. This Labor Day, treat your family to the hot dog that generations have grown up on, Hummel's. And remember, all Hummel products are gluten-free and always represent the the very best in quality. I'm Eric Hummel, and I personally guarantee it.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Tom Shattuck here. Let me give it to you straight. Here's what happened. One day at the station, big shout out to Jeff Chandler, by the way. Jeff tells me about his new weight loss client coming to Cromwell. Jeff knew I'd been griping about my weight and thought it'd be perfect for me. My response? Yes, please, Jeff, sign me up. So I ended up on a call with Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss. By the end of that call, my only question was, what's the catch? Awaken 180 sounded too good to be true. Eat to lose weight? No meds? No workouts? Really? Paige just smiled through the phone and said, there is no catch, Tom. Awaken 180 works. I was skeptical but intrigued. After the first week, I was sold. I dropped 9 pounds. About 70 pounds later, I reached my goal. The amazing part, and a main reason why I chose Awaken 180, is that unlike other weight loss plans, you keep the weight off. If losing weight is your goal, I suggest having the same conversation I had with Awaken 180. Have yours today at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or get them online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nelly's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
Maybe it's hot outside, but baby, it's going to be cold outside real soon. Say, come on into Campbell. When the weather's hot, you should be thinking cold. Before you start up that heat pump, boiler, or furnace, contact Campbell to get on their service shortlist. If old reliable's too old and not reliable, talk to Campbell about a Campbell custom upgrade to your system. Connect with Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Hey, what's happening? It's 5:22. Let's begin with the Boston Red Sox. Fresh off their doubleheader loss on Monday, the Sox got back to it last night against Toronto at Fenway, and they got an early jolt in the first inning thanks to the leadoff hitter Jaren Duran.
He has 42 doubles to lead the league, and he drives one deep to right. Back by the grandstand, Springer on the go, and it is gone! Where the wall rounds out, it dropped into the right field seats, four or five rows back, and Jaren Duran has led off the bottom of the first with a home run, and it's 1-0. Red Sox, there's number 20.
Yeah, that wouldn't be it for the Sox in the first as they put a couple men on and Yoshida knocks them around and take a 3-0 lead. They tacked on a couple more and hold off the Jays by a final of 6-3. Much needed win, obviously, for the Red Sox last night. Manager Alex Cora reveled in the leadership of his leadoff hitter, Jaren Duran.
It's one of the best players in the big leagues, man. And every night, you know, you're like in awe of the things that he's doing. And we act surprised, like, we should expect this, right? Like, that's what he's doing now. And, you know, he set the tempo right away, got a pitch in, hit it hard, and, you know, from there, we just kept going.
Yeah, also yesterday, the Red Sox called up 44-year-old Rich Hill to the club as he has an opportunity to pitch this season for the Sox. Obviously, with the injuries that the Sox have had, it's a definite possibility that he could get a shot. And if he does, he would be the only active player to appear in a game in each of the last 20 seasons. This is Hill's fourth stint with Boston, by the way. He said yesterday, just tries to stay ready when his number's called.
You just got to be ready for the opportunity. I think that's the biggest thing, and staying ready and understanding that preparation and opportunity come together. You know, you have to be ready for that, and continuing to put in the time and the effort again. Just putting myself in the best position possible to do that.
Yeah, he will appropriately wear number 44 this season. For the Yankees, they stunk up the nation's capital last night. They had four errors as their defense just was absolutely abysmal. They lose to the Washington Nationals by a final of 4-2. Gerrit Cole went five innings, struck out seven, but did give up two dingers in the loss. Manager Aaron Boone said they just simply didn't do enough.
A lot of competitive at-bats to kind of get back in it and give us a chance. You know, a little fortunate finding some holes there the inning before to break through, but just not enough.
Yeah, rubber game is tonight at 6:45. It'll be on Amazon Prime tonight. Carlos Rodon tries to improve on his latest success. The Mets had the late one out in Arizona last night as they started the series with their Diamondbacks. Mets got on the board first in the second inning, thanks to the big polar bear.
Pete Alonso leads off the second inning and flies one out to right field. It's deep. Carroll goes back to the warning track, and it's out of here. Pete Alonso gives the Mets the early lead. His 220th career home run, tying him with Mike Piazza for third on the Mets' all-time list.
Ooh, shout out Mike Piazza. New York would put up a six spot, by the way, in the fifth inning. To go on to win 8-3 in the opener. Mets creeping back in that wild card race. They sit just three games back out now for the final wild card spot. I got to keep chipping away at that. 9:40 start tonight again in the desert. Around the league yesterday, the Orioles picked up a game on the Yankees as they beat the Dodgers 3-2. The Astros blanked by the Phillies 5-0. In the AL Central, the Kansas City Royals take over first place. Maybe even more important, clinch the tiebreaker with the Cleveland Guardians beating them 6-1 last night in Cleveland. Here at home in Hartford, Yard Goats lose their opener to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies last night, 3-2. They get going again tonight. It's 90s night in the ballpark. First 1,000 fans in will get a sweet retro or Yard Goats hat. Gates open up at 6, first pitch at 7:10. You can hear it all, of course, on the Odyssey app. Or you can go to yardgoatsbaseball.com for tickets. Take the family out there tonight. WNBA last night, defending champion Las Vegas Aces get 42 points from Asia Wilson. Get this, the Aces lost to the Dallas Wings of all teams. Just the Wings' eighth win of the season. 93-90 is the final. Aces called that loss, quote, concerning. And obviously so. Tonight, the Connecticut Sun going to Indiana to face Caitlin Clark and the Fever. That one tips off at 7. It's on NBA TV. Late one on NBA TV is New York and L.A. facing the Sparks. Tips off right around 10 o'clock. And finally, just a few more sleeps away from opening day of UConn Huskies football. And they open on the road against Maryland on Saturday at noon. Head coach Jim Mora finally announcing yesterday that Wisconsin transfer Nick Evers will be the starting quarterback for UConn. The Huskies do open up as 20-point underdogs against the Terrapins of Maryland. The home opener for UConn will be next weekend, the 7th, and that is against Merrimack. Right now it's 526. We're all up to 527. We'll head back over now to Morgan Cunningham. He has last night's lottery numbers for you.
Our cash five numbers, Matt, are 2, 10, 22, 26, and 33. Lucky for life, 1, 3, 18, 23, 42, and the lucky ball 16. Play three night is 8, 4, 7, and the wild ball 1. Play four night is 4, 6, 9, 8, and the wild ball 1. Taking a look at our drawing for the Mega Millions, the jackpot goes up yet again. Nobody hits the numbers 16, 18, 21, 54, 65, and the mega ball 5. Estimated jackpot is $627 million now. Connecticut Lotto, same thing. Numbers drawn last night did not yield a winner. The jackpot is getting up there. The numbers drawn last night, 2, 18, 19, 24, 29, and 34. Estimated jackpot is $5.7 million. Tonight, the drawing for the Powerball worth an estimated $54
million. WTIC weather.
Now let's get our extended five-day forecast with our friend meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center. Hi, Bob. How are things looking?
Good morning, Morgan. Pretty quiet out there right now. We've got partly cloudy to mostly clear sky, depending on what part of the state you're in. Weather map shows a low-pressure trough to our west, moving through central New York and east-central Pennsylvania. Behind that, there's a cold front dropping down into the St. Lawrence River Valley, and well behind that, you've got a large area of high pressure centered near the shoreline of Hudson Bay up there in Canada. Temperature in the mid-30s underneath that high. And that cooler, drier air is going to be pushing down in our direction. And we'll start to feel the less humid and the cooler conditions moving in tonight. But it is going to be a very summery day today with very warm temperatures and high humidity. Yesterday, Bradley reached a high of 87 degrees at 3:54 in the afternoon. That was 5 above the average high for the day. The low was 59. That was 1 below the long-term average low. So the average temperature for yesterday was 73, 2 above average. No precipitation at Bradley, 4.85 inches for the month. That's 1.11 inches above average. And 38.12 inches of precipitation for the year. That is a little bit over 8 inches above normal for precipitation amount through this point in the year. Normal high and low for today, 82 and 60. Record high is 99, set 1993. Never hit 100 on this date since records have been kept in the Hartford area. And 60 degrees, the average, or 43 degrees is the record low. That's from 1957. Sun up at 6:13, sundown at 7:30 this evening. And it'll be a partly sunny day today, very warm and humid. Temperatures reach 85 to 90, dew points in the upper 60s to low 70s for a while. And there is the chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but I think more places will stay dry than we'll see any precipitation today. Partly cloudy tonight, turning cooler and less humid with a northeast wind, lows 56 to 63. Thursday looks partly sunny, comfortable, highs hold in the 70s tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows in the 50s and a mix of clouds and sun on Friday with highs in the 70s. Clouds will be increasing Saturday. Looks like the increasing threat for some showers later Saturday, or if we're lucky, maybe it holds off till Saturday night. The high around 80, and there'll probably be a few showers around into Sunday morning as well. It doesn't look like a washout this weekend, but it does look like there will be some showers either late Saturday or Saturday night into early Sunday. With a little luck, we'll dry it out Sunday afternoon, highs in the low 80s, and Labor Day looks mostly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 70s Monday. Currently in Hartford, it's a kind of humid 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. Meteorologist Bob Cox in the WTIC Weather Center, and it is a bit sticky out there as we begin this Wednesday. It's August 28th, 2024. And I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see every night I have strangers to imprisoned by the way and could have been left you on my own arm. So it seems I've got to leave before I start to scream. Oh, someone left the door and took the key.
You feeling all right? Oh,
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh,
you ever see the clip when John Belushi goes out there?
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Joe Cocker's singing on Saturday Night Live, and John Belushi goes out there and mimics him. And I got the sense that Joe Cocker was pretty mad.
He's like, what the hell are you doing?
I think he was PO'd. But it is, I mean, in the same way that some stuff Sandler did, I didn't find funny. It just showed guts. Like some of the stuff that Belushi did just showed. Yeah. He was yeah, not afraid.
No business going out there like that in the middle of a performance.
Just crazy. Good morning, everybody. Brian Shackman here. Brian and company. Matt Sirois with us. Obviously, we have the whole crew here this morning. I continue to read a lot about this UConn Big 12 stuff, and everybody's chiming in now, right? I mean, Senator Murphy's a big UConn basketball fan, and he basically said we'll get burned. And Pat Forty, who's now with SI.com of all places, I can't believe that place still exists. But I'm also reading stuff from other parts of the country, like for instance, a columnist for the Tulsa World in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, you know, it's not hard to research stuff, but, you know, he basically is saying UConn, it's kind of a joke, right? And, you know, whether Brett Yormarker runs the Big 12, you know, he used it last year to sort of leverage the Pac-12. And obviously returning to UConn shows he kind of covets them because he covets the New York market and he covets the basketball. But this columnist for the Tulsa World, he just really kind of sums up UConn football. And I think Jim Mora, by the way, is an excellent coach.
Yeah.
And I really do. And listen, you never know. I feel like UConn as an independent and the way the transfer window works, every year they could be good or they could not be good and we won't know. You know what I mean? Because they got another new quarterback. You just don't know. I guess their receivers are going to be pretty good is what I read about.
But yeah. I mean, the quarterback transfer from Wisconsin too, so I mean
it's not like a small time program, and a couple of their receivers, same thing, have real reps in major programs. But so basically the columnist says, okay, Connecticut, what have they done? They won a three-way tie for the 2010 Big East championship and played Oklahoma. Since then, since 2010, 12 straight losing seasons. They played in two bowl games, both after 6-6 seasons. They play in East Hartford, which is 24 miles from campus. And this comes up a lot with the people I talk to. It's just, mm-hmm. We've talked about it. So yeah. It's not is the 40,000-seat stadium that isn't even on campus.
It should be half of that.
Half of what?
Half of 40,000.
Well, but that's not going to get you in the Big 12, where they draw 40,000 for their
scrimmage
game.
Yeah.
I mean, some even more for their spring game. And basically the last 10 seasons against weak schedules, they're 30-92.
Oof.
30-90, and against a lot of cream puffs. You're not talking Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, no.
We're talking like Ball State and, you know,
UMass.
Yeah. I mean, and so I find it, and then Pat Forty, who's makes a great point, is like, why don't mess with happy was his line. And he talks about Gonzaga has no problem being great at basketball. They have no football. And he basically, again, he points to, everyone goes back to Randy Etzel in 2010 when they had that one season, right? They had that one season and then somehow that's all they have in football. And his point is, why can't you just be a basketball school? And I'm not saying this is my opinion, but why put a square peg in a circular hole? And you're going to give up all these rivalries. And Forty's point is like the Big East saved UConn, right? I mean, they went back to the Big East. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you have sold out games at Madison Square Garden again. You have, you know, the rival. I mean, it's not like Georgetown is that good, but you know, St. John's and you got games that matter against schools that we remember matter. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's too nostalgic, but the Big East is doing okay.
Yeah.
And
listen, as much as we're dogging UConn football right now, it's fun to still go to a UConn football
But nobody
game.
Goes.
But nobody goes. And
I would agree with you.
I'm not pandering or anything, but you should go because it's a great day out, especially like these early games like in September and even October where
weather's
it's not freezing
great.
Cold.
Yeah.
Like a 12 o'clock game, like next weekend, they're playing 12 o'clock on September 7th. I mean, aside if it downpours, it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, and you know what? And you can't, most of the games you can't find on TV anyway. And,
right.
And it's not a hard, I find East Hartford to be pretty easy to get in and out of.
And what football game are you going to spend $15 or $20 to go to?
It's true. It's true. I just wish they could fill it. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing to me that you can't fill 40,000 for Division I college football. But, you know, it's not like I'm going every Saturday, so I'm a hypocrite. You know, I'm not taking the boys, so I need to do that. So it's a very good point, Matt. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. I'm really at a loss. I understand the football revenue long term. Like, if we're looking at a 20 or 30 year plan, but if UConn wants to do it, they need a stadium on campus.
Yeah, the thing with UConn too is they haven't just become, obviously the basketball is the big one, but the hockey, the baseball, it is relevant. I mean, they've been there and they've been doing great things the last decade.
Their athletic department has got some really good things going on. There's no doubt about it.
It's okay if the football team
but the thing is, it's hard to sustain those other successes without the money of the football, but that's at least what conventional wisdom says, although they've done an okay job of it, as Matt said, to date. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. If you are heading toward the Hartford area right now, you're going to see a little bit of a delay on the northbound side of 91. It's moving well from Cromwell through downtown up into Windsor, but we do have that road work as you move from Windsor Locks into East Windsor over the Dexter Coffin Bridge. So look for the two right lanes to be shut down on the Dexter Coffin. Stay left there. Now, if you're southbound 91, that looks good. Windsor through downtown down into the Cromwell exits. Both sides of 84 moving well. Farmington out into Vernon. 291, 384 okay. Two westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks good. Seeing some road work in Danbury. 84 eastbound between exit 2 and 3. The left and center lane shut down. Stay right there. 91 in the park. We're moving well heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
It's going to be a very summery day today with very warm temperatures and high humidity. And we've got cooler, drier air poised and ready to move in starting tonight. You might think the collision between the cooler, drier air and the warm, humid air mass that'll be over us today would lead to widespread thunderstorms. And sometimes it does, but it looks like any activity today would be pretty widely scattered. Not all the parameters aloft are really lighting up just right for a widespread thunderstorm day to day. So, a couple of towns might see something pop up later. We'll probably see more of the area than not that actually remains dry through the day to day. And then we'll get that refreshing change in beginning tonight. So it's a partly sunny Wednesday across the area. Highs reach 85 to 90 this afternoon. The dew point, I think, will reach 70 or higher for a while. Later today, it's in the 60s in most areas right now. And then tonight, partly cloudy, turning cooler and less humid. Winds start out from the southwest today and then shift into the northwest and then over into the northeast tonight. Speeds will average about 10 to 20 miles an hour. And we'll see lows dropping back between 56 and 63 later tonight. Partly sunny Thursday, highs hold in the 70s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows in the 50s and a mix of sun and clouds on Friday with highs again holding in the 70s. The average high is 82, so temperatures the next couple of days after today actually slightly below average. As far as the holiday weekend goes, right now looks like clouds will be increasing Saturday. We're probably dry for a fair amount of the day, but later Saturday, and especially as we head into Saturday evening and night, there will likely be some showers around. The temperature Saturday gets up to about 80, and some of those showers will linger into early Sunday. But based on the current timing, looks like we may be mostly dry into Sunday afternoon with highs in the low 80s and with high pressure building back in for Labor Day. Monday looks mostly sunny with temperatures reaching the mid to upper 70s. Right now it is 72 up at Bradley, 64 over in Willimantic, 70 in Groton. It is 73 in Danbury. And the Hartford temperature is 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia, North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Tired of hearing scary ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. We may be able to significantly reduce and even eliminate what you owe to the IRS. Taxpayers should know. Huge savings are now being made available through the Fresh Start program that can drastically reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. Even if you haven't filed your taxes in years or are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, or under audit, we can help. We've earned over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today. To see what savings you may qualify for, visit us online at TRA.com or call us at 800-511-0379. 800-511-0379. Again, that's 800-511-0379. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
5:45, the Boston Red Sox get a good win last night after the doubleheader loss on Monday, beating the Blue Jays last night 6-3, led off by Jaron Duran's big blast.
He has 42 doubles to lead the league, and he drives one deep to right. Back by the grandstand, Springer on the go, and it is gone. Where the wall rounds out, it dropped into the right field seats, 4 or 5 rows back, and Jaron Duran has led off the bottom of the first with a home run, and it's 1-0 Red Sox. There's number 20.
Yeah, number 20 of the year for Jaron Duran. He's fantastic. Great leadoff hitter, too, for the Sox, for sure. The Sox win 6-3. Also, they have called up 44-year-old Rich Hill to the club.
Love it.
Why not? It's his fourth stint with the Boston Red Sox. If he gets a shot with them and he starts a game, he'll be the only active player to appear in a game in each of the last 20 seasons. He's 44 years old. He's going to wear number 44 appropriately this season. Now, for the Yankees, they were rotten last night. They did their best Red Sox impression. They had four errors. Last night. 4 errors. It's not good. They lose to the Washington Nationals by a final of 4-2. Gerrit Cole, 5 innings for the Yanks. He did give up 2 home runs, though, so that's not good. 4 errors?
Fire Boone.
I think so. It'll be on Amazon Prime tonight for the rubber game, 6:45. Carlos Rodon, who's been actually pretty decent as of late, we'll get the start tonight. The Mets had their late one out in Arizona last night as they started a series with the Diamondbacks. Mets put up a 6 spot in the 5th inning and go on to win 8-3. They're creeping right back in. Mets fans, come on. Oh my God. Yeah, that's good. They sit just 3 games out now of a final wild card spot. They got to keep chipping away at that. 9:40 start again tonight against the Diamondbacks. Round the lead, the Orioles picked up a game on the Yankees. They beat the Dodgers 3-2. The Astros blanked the Phillies. The Phillies blanked the Astros 5-0. And the AL Central, how about the Kansas City Royals quietly?
I know they're almost in first, right?
They're in first place now.
They are?
They beat the Cleveland Guardians last night, take over first, and even more than that, they clinched a tiebreaker too, which is huge, because obviously if they're tied at the end of the season, then Kansas City wins the division. They won 6-1 last night. They got them again tonight as well. The Yard Goats last night dropped their opener against the Rumble Ponies 3-2. They get going tonight. It's 90s night in the ballpark. First 1,000 fans in will get a sweet retro Yard Goats hat. The gates open at 6 o'clock, first pitch at 7:10. You can hear, of course, on the Odyssey app. WNBA last night, defending champion Las Vegas Aces. They may be in a little bit of trouble. They got 42 points from Asia Wilson, but the Aces lose to the Dallas Wings. The Wings, just 8th win of the season. I mean, I'm sure some of you didn't even think Dallas even had a team, but they do. The Aces called that, loss concerning. And obviously so. Tonight, the Connecticut Sun face off against Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. That one tips off at 7 on NBA TV. Late one is New York and L.A. As they face the Sparks at 10 o'clock. And, yeah, we finally know. Finally, thanks, Jim Mora. We finally know who the starting quarterback will be for the UConn Huskies.
It's
Nick Evers. He was a Wisconsin transfer this past season. So, he'll be under center on Saturday afternoon out in Maryland as the UConn Huskies open up against the Maryland Terrapins as 20-point underdogs.
20-point road dogs. Is Maryland supposed to be any good?
I don't think so. Which is even more concerning. 5:49. Send over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. See what's going on with Mark Christopher.
All right, thank you very much, Matt. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading into downtown Hartford right now, overall, we're in pretty good shape. Seeing no problems on the east and westbound side of 84 as you move between Farmington and Vernon. 91 north and southbound, okay, Cromwell up into Winter Locks. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. Two westbounds in good shape, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Seeing a little slow traffic now, 9 northbound as you move into Newington up by exit 38. If you are traveling on 291, 384, that's in good shape, quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks okay, 84 and 8 to the Mixmaster. If you are traveling into Danbury right now, look out for some road work on the westbound side of 84 as you move up by exit 6 in Danbury. 91 of the Parkway doing well heading down in toward New Haven. And if you're heading up into the Windsor Locks, East Windsor area, got that road work, 91 northbound between exit 42 and 44. The right and right center lanes are out on the Dexter Coffin Bridge. Stay left. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Mark, thank you very much. Let's take a look at that forecast. Man, my eyesight is shot. Oof. I can't see
funny,
anything.
Something funny.
What?
I had to type up like a little things for sports, and this morning I had to use 14 font instead of 12.
I mean, you should see what I got on my screen right now. I mean, I can't even fit the headlines on the ESPN page. It's so big. It's funny. I usually do my sports when I fill in for you. I'm at like 16.
Oof.
Yeah. But anyway, partly sunny today, very warm and humid. Chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. It's muggy out there now. It's not like it's hot, but it's really muggy. Tomorrow, though, you're going to see close to a 20-degree drop. It's going to be partly sunny, but it's going to be in the 70s. Friday, maybe more clouds, but temperatures the same. And then let's look into the weekend. It's going to get cloudier. Some showers on Saturday near 80, though. So we're back to the 80s. Morning showers on Sunday, but low 80s as we, of course. Is Labor Day weekend this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, Monday, bro. Labor Day.
You're not taking it off, are you?
No way.
I want to get into... I saw another one of your schedules. So when Matt takes a day off, he sends out a meeting reminder so that it goes on my calendar so that I know that he's not going to be there. Because I usually get up anywhere from a half an hour to 45 minutes earlier to come in and do sports. And the thing about doing sports isn't like a big deal per se. It's just like I don't get a chance to breathe to look for more stories throughout the morning. That's the only thing.
You get here a little earlier too to see what's going on, especially like – kind of screwed you because I took the 9th off, which is like the first Monday after opening day of football. So
I'll have a lot. Well, at least I'll have content.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, I have a bunch to talk about for sure.
It's not like it's one of those dog days.
I'm going to Buffalo, that's why.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Cardinals.
Are you officially a Bills fan?
I mean,
are we going to have a signing ceremony or something?
This is like my third time up to Buffalo. And I still haven't been to a Carolina Panthers game. So
ever?
No, I've been to, I think, 4 Carolina Panthers games, but they haven't been in Carolina. They've been against the Giants and Jets.
On the road,
Eagles.
Well, I think that's pretty clear. And it's smart that you're going up on a potentially warmer weather day than those late.
I mean, I wanted to go to the Carolina Panthers on November 10th, but Roger Goodell screwed me bad.
Yeah, what was? Are you down there for a wedding or something?
Yeah, I'm going. My cousin's getting married in Charleston on the 11th on Veterans Day.
And they're on the road
in Germany. It's a home game for the Panthers, but it's in Germany.
Yeah, that's not going to work out.
No.
All right, let's take a break here at 5:53.
We know life gets busy, but seeing a primary care provider regularly is essential to your health. Trinity Health of New England's primary care providers offer comprehensive preventive care, from regular checkups and screenings to addressing health concerns, all to help you stay healthy and get more out of life. Making an appointment is easy. Call 1-833-CU-NOW. That's 1-833-C-U-Y-O-U-NOW. Or visit trinityhealthofne.org/primary care.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444. 800-513-4444.
Hi, this is Stu Leonard. My wife Kim and I lost our 2-year-old son Stewie to a drowning accident. Do you know what we learned? If everyone is watching, no one is watching. Don't take your eyes off your child. When Kim and I are around the water with our grandsons, our phones are down and our eyes are open. Unfortunately, drowning accidents have increased during COVID. Be safe. Phones down, eyes open. Learn more at stewietheduck.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121. 800-329-2121.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Let's check in with Mr. Bob Cox and your travel forecast here at 5:56. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Brian. We are looking at a very summery day around here today with very warm temperatures and high humidity, but it's actually even hotter and more humid a bit to our southwest. You've got heat advisories close by. In fact, Westchester County, New York, the New York City metro area, and Jason areas in New Jersey have a heat advisory today, and that extends right down into portions of the Mid-Atlantic and out into southern Pennsylvania, including Harrisburg, with the heat advisory. They'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 96 and a heat index that could reach 103. And then there's also a better chance for thunderstorms down that way compared to here, where we may have a scattered shower or storm later today. It looks a little more likely and a little more threatening down in the southern part of Pennsylvania, including Harrisburg, where there could be some severe weather late today or tonight. Meanwhile, if you want to get away from the heat, you're looking for something a little cooler, you might consider West Glacier, Montana, the aptly named town that's at 3,200 feet there. 43 degrees this morning. They'll have rain today with a high of 54, but there is a winter weather advisory in effect for that area, especially for the elevations above 5,000 feet above sea level, where there could be 3 to 6 inches of snowfall. In fact, there's a chance there might even be higher amounts than that in some of the higher elevations out there in western Montana today. Meanwhile, you have some scattered areas of flood watches in New Mexico, including Los Alamos, where it's 60 this morning. And they will have some scattered showers and storms today and some partial sun as well. The high temperature there headed for 72. We are going to be up near the 90-degree mark in the Hartford area this afternoon, and we're going to have dew points likely reaching 70 or higher. So you'll be reminded we're still in summertime if you're out there later today. Right now it is 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. A couple of birthdays for you. Jack Black, one of our favorites.
Ooh.
I mean, legendary. Legendary. As a, even his small roles are good.
56.
55. You're a good loser.
Yeah.
90210. Were you a 90210? You're too young for that. Jason Priestley's 55. Shania Twain. Did you pick her?
Yeah.
Like, was there anything?
Like a woman. What are you doing? Was there anything? If I change my mind. Shania Twain's the best.
You think so?
She'll always be 33 to me.
But she's 59 to everybody else.
Still.
That's the thing that's crazy. The difference between 33 and 59 is 26 years.
It's nothing to me with Schneider.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. I got
Ontario's finest. And I mean finest.
Take it easy. Take it easy. We're coming up on 6 o'clock on this Wednesday. I'm Brian and Company in WTIC. News Talk 1080. Any man of mine.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.